He that eateth this bread shall live forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we have today the votive mass of the Blessed Sacrament, and what we learn from the great texts of this mass is that in order to have a true life, which means eternal life, it is Christ, the center of our earthly lives, the one who really matters and to which all of our thoughts and actions should be targeted. Our Heavenly Father gives us both comfort and nutrition in the form of the heavenly food, the Holy Eucharist. And we need this comfort and nutrition to fight against the temptations, and we need much to increase in the state of grace in our lives. Life would be very difficult without the help of our blessed food, the Holy Eucharist. And to demonstrate how difficult a lonely life would be, I'll tell you today about a saint who was a, so to speak, a voluntary castaway. If you ever read a famous English novel named Robinson Crusoe, our saint, who was named Saint Martinianus, was kind of a similar character, but in a difference that his castaway island and place of his solitude was by his own choice. So our saint was named Saint Martinianus, and he is venerated greatly in the East, and he lived in the 4th century. He was born at Caesarea, which is in Palestine, very near the place where our Lord himself had lived. And as a boy, Martinianus had a very strong desire to live solely for Christ and also to serve him in solitude. When he was 18 years of age, he retired to a mountain near his hometown Caesarea. This mountain was called the Place of the Ark, and he lived there 25 years among many other holy solitaries in the practice of all virtues and in the practice of serving our Lord. But Saint Martinianus wanted for himself even more solitary life and to concentrate himself even more on meditating and serving our Lord. So after these 25 years, he retired to a very distant rock, which was surrounded with water on every side. He did this because he wanted to be secure from the approach of dangers to his soul and of all occasions of sin. There, on this distant rock in the water, he lived there exposed always to the open air and without ever seeing any human being. The only living person he ever saw when living on this rock was a boatman who brought him twice a year some biscuits and fresh water and also some branches from by which Saint Martinianus occupied himself in making baskets. After living 6 years like this as a voluntary castaway, Saint Martinianus one day saw a ship which perished in the water nearby. And not only the ship, but all on board perished also, except one girl. He saw her floating on a plank and crying for help. Martinianus, of course, courageously jumped to the water and saved the girl's life. But he had now a problem. He had pledged himself to live in solitude and could not share his rock with a girl. boatman would eventually come to take her away, but he was not due to arrive until 2 months. So Saint Martinianus decided to leave her to the rock, and trusting himself to the waves and the Almighty God, he swam to the mainland. He traveled through many trips all the way to Athens, which is in Greece, and eventually died a happy death there around the year 400, when he was about 50 years old. As a saint, he became highly venerated in the East, particularly at Constantinople in the famous church near Santa Sophia. The side story of this saint is that this girl whom he rescued eventually chose not to return to the world with the boatman, but chose to end her days on his beloved rock in imitation of the great penitential life of her rescuer. Dear children, the hardest thing in this world would be to serve God in solitude. You have all your family members, all your friends, the school, the parish, and the priests around you to give you help, to give you assistance in your schoolwork and in your prayer life, and most importantly, give you our Lord Himself in the Holy Eucharist. In today's world, there are many of our faithful who live all alone, away from religious family, away from the helping hands of family, far away from the churches, and far away from the sacraments. They might get the Mass only once or twice a year, and are practical castaways in this life here on earth. They need to be even more diligent and careful in their serving of our Lord than we need to be, because by God's grace we have been given all these great helps in increasing grace: the Mass, the sacraments, the school, the priest, the family, and all of these we have a chance to make use every single day. Remember in your troubles how greatly God has blessed you with the sacraments, with the family, with the school, and with the priest. And remember in your prayers those our brothers and sisters in faith who live far away and isolated and lonely life, that by ever increasing our efforts and our missionary work, we also might be able even more frequently to visit them and to give them this comfort and help which we give you every single day. And finally, if you ever, as adult, has a lot to serve Lord in solitude, remember that you are not meant to do well in this life eventually, because your true home is in heaven. And of course you may and you should practice your faith, practice your occupation and all the good works well on this world as well, but your whole centerpiece of your life is our Lord Himself, He living and reigning both in your life and the lives and destinies of all the men as well. Saint Martinianus, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.